Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 15th, 2013. Do you know where your tax man or accountant is today? Hey, I have a special guest in the studio. With me is Dean Hull with Thrivent Financial, one of the sponsors of our Merge Gospel series. But first, a quick recap, and I'll choose some prizes for three people that last night filled out Voice Listener Radio surveys. Wow, the singing men were fabulous. Lots of great feedback from those in attendance. We had a wonderful worshipful time, filled the church, and good portion control on the spaghetti that we were treated to afterwards. Met a lot of our radio listeners and was very encouraged by all the feedback. Okay, quickly, prize drawings. A Violent Grace Meeting Christ at the Cross by Michael Card's going to go to Judy Bennell. Or that might be Judy Bennett, married to Jerry from Humboldt, Illinois. Next, we have a copy of God Loves You by Dr. David Jeremiah, and that's going to go to Marcia Elmore from Monticello. And finally, we have a book by Jill Savage, No More Perfect Moms, Learn to Love Your Real Life. And that's going to go to Ann Wilson from White Heath, Illinois. All right, neighbor. Thanks for filling out the Voice of the Listener radio surveys. Reading from Ephesians chapter 2. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Well, Dean, thanks for coming out to the home studio. And I want to boast a little about you, so I hope it's okay. And then I'm going to ask you why this is one of your favorite verses, but thank you again for helping to sponsor this past Thursday's Merge Gospel Series. We launched it at Judah Christian School, had about 150 people turn out. It was a fabulous gathering. In fact, on Friday's program, Jason and I, for the whole entire 23 minutes, just highlighted things that God did, how he orchestrated things, how he used different people and volunteers and circumstances. And Thrivent Financial was one of the major sponsors that helped us reduce the cost so that we could make it affordable for everyone to attend. So I'm going to boast just a little because I know that you give all the glory to the Lord. And one of the things that Thrivent Financial stands for is helping the community, helping hospitals, colleges, different ministries because of your financial backing and the ways that Thrivent has been able to assist. So publicly, I just want to say thank you, Thrivent Financial. Thank you, Dean and your wife, Pam, for deciding to help us with some of the funds to bring our costs down and being a part of this morning's program. As we've been here talking for a little while, I'm getting to know you a little better. But tell me a little about yourself.
Well, Mark, it's great to be here with you today. It is tax day for all of us, so I figured that's a great reason to have a financial advisor here with you today.
Hey, I'll tell you something about taxes. I actually, last Thursday, right before the Merge Gospel Series, I dropped off all my paperwork to Gail Helpingstein, and actually, that's about 3 days earlier than usual. Usually, it's tax day, and I said, Gail, rescue me. Can I get the extension? Well, I walked into his office on Thursday, and his eyes were like, oh, Mark. And I'm like, oh, Gail, you know I'm always down to the last minute. I think he might have forgotten that I was going to bring it in late. But I said, this means an extension, huh? And so it's one of the rare times that I think I was almost ready to go. But yes, get your taxes in, everyone. It's got to be postmarked by midnight tonight, or obviously sooner, probably by 8 o'clock when the postal services close. But get your taxes in. So tax day, here we are in the home studio. Thank you for being available. But tell me a little about yourself, and then I want to know how you met Pam.
Well, I live in Westville, and I am married to Pam. We have two children, Michael, who lives out in Pennsylvania, and Jessica, who lives in Oakwood, Illinois. She just blessed us with our second grandchild last Tuesday.
Oh, so congratulations.
So little girl, Addison. So we bless the Lord for those blessings of our grandchildren and our children.
Now, Pam, I think there's a story. You were starting to tell it to me about there's a little danger in that first encounter when you guys started maybe meeting up or dating.
Yeah, we met actually at a Lutheran singles retreat over in Springfield, Illinois, and we were playing volleyball, and I went to go spike the ball, and I saw this little girl on the other side of the net cowering in fear. So I just kind of eased up a little bit and just tapped it over the net, and we actually hit it off pretty well at dinner, and we had a nice conversation that evening and decided to date, and we're married about 8 months later.
So. 8 months later. Was it love at first sight?
Love at first conversation.
Hmm.
She's a beautiful woman, and I really love her to death. And we've been married, it'll be 28 years here, April 20th. So we thank God also for that, for the blessings we've had in our marriage all along.
And I know your grandfather was influential in some of your faith journey. He was one of the pillars in the Lutheran Church and an evangelist through the Lutheran Church. Tell me about some of his influence and legacy and how that helped you even in the work that you do now with stewardship.
Well, my grandfather was a leader in the church up in Buckley, Illinois, St. John's Lutheran Church. He was also elected twice or three times, I can't remember what, in the 60s and 70s to the director of the Board of Evangelism for the Central Illinois District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. I spent my summers with him, and he would, of course, always make us go to church, which is always probably not so much fun for kids in the summer. But through that whole thing, through our devotions and Bible study together, he stressed the importance of us working for the Lord through our stewardship, not just the financial side of it, but also being involved with your church and church leadership, boards. You know, there's so much that needs to be done in congregations all over the country that it's the people that have to do it. God bless our pastors, but they can't do it all.
And so your grandfather was modeling that to you. And I asked a little about your grandfather because we have a lot of grandfathers that tune in, grandfathers and grandmothers and senior saints, and the influence that they can have on their generation, on the next generation, on a few generations is tremendous. And so we never want our grandparents to think, oh, they're into retirement or they don't need to continue to model or influence people, because God really has a role for them to continue to do that to the very end.
Absolutely. And I know my grandparents encouraged all of us to stay in the Lutheran ministry of one way or another. And my walk in life, I ended up working as a financial advisor. Some of the other siblings I have worked in the Lutheran church or very involved in their church. So just one of those blessings we can provide for our children, our grandchildren. And it's very important that we do that so that Christ lives in our country from today on till he decides to return.
Now, you've been a lifelong Lutheran, and you've loved the church and the environment that God's raised you up in and what you've learned over the many years. And we had talked off air a little about, like Baptists, like many different denominations, there's different flavors or colors or traditions or emphasis. And you've been a part of the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, which is more conservative, if you will, or raises up the scriptures and is more traditional. So tell me a little about your church and some of your traditions.
Well, we are more liturgical type congregation. We just have a new pastor that came in August, so we're still trying to help him out, and he's trying to figure us out, I'm sure. As with any new pastor, the Lutheran Church, we do adhere to the Book of Concord, Luther's large and small catechism. I always refer to it kind of as Catholic light. We're not quite as high church as Mass as the Catholic Church, but we do follow a lot of the same traditions of the Catholic Church when it comes to the liturgy part of our services. If you went to a Catholic church or a Lutheran church, it wouldn't be much different. There would be some differences. We do believe that Christ's body and blood is in through the bread and wine that we receive for communion. So that's a little different than some of the other denominations that are out there. That's probably pretty thorough throughout most of the Lutheran denomination. Again, we are on the more conservative side than some of the other Lutheran congregations that are out there.
And where do you attend services?
I attend services at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Danville.
I'm thinking of the Missouri Synod, St. John Lutheran's Church on Mattis Avenue in Champaign, and a number of the members at that congregation, because of Steve Carmichael, who helped me raise funds for the Steve Green, Michael Card, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson event, which Thrive and Financial was also a sponsor of last year. But I know a lot of members there, and Steve Carmichael's a dear, dear friend, and Chuck Martin attends there, and some other people that have been very helpful and influential in guiding this radio ministry over the years and supporting it financially. So we just appreciate how God brings different people and denominations, people from different life experiences, life traditions together. Because of Great News Radio being non-denominational, or maybe you would say trans-denominational, or just being used of God in all people's lives, no matter where they're at. Even people that are maybe not only from a different faith tradition, but maybe aren't even believers yet, or from different walks of life where they've never even entertained the idea that God loves them and has a plan and purpose for their life. But I count it a privilege that we can kind of unite people together in the commonality of Jesus Christ being Lord, being the Savior, and just celebrating the different ways he wants to work through all of us. And again, I want to thank you and your wife, Pam, and Thriving Financial for helping us with the Merge Gospel series. And before I read an email from something that I received this past Friday, the day after the Merge Gospel series, I want to go back to the verse that you suggested that I open up the program with, and that's that Ephesians 2:8-9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Why is that a special verse in your life?
That was my confirmation verse when I was confirmed back in, last century, 1976.
Some people go, back in 1976. What was that?
1976, yeah. And to me, I think that's where our faith really needs to be, is we need to understand, no matter which denomination or walk in life we have, as long as we understand that God's grace is for all people. To me, God has always been an inclusive God. You know, the Great Commission, go spread the gospel everywhere. And his grace is there for everyone. It doesn't matter how good you think you are. There's always someone better. Of course, there was only one perfect person that walked on the earth. So until that second perfect person comes along.
Or that first person returns.
Back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
I really think we need to understand that no matter how good or bad that we are, that God's grace is just there for you to grab a hold of, to give you the peace of mind that you need in your life, no matter what's going on. Again, he never gives us anything we can't handle. So that's why it's really special for me.
Yeah, and I like that part. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that we can't boast about it.
Right.
It's a gift that he's freely given to us that we need to receive and accept and take to heart. And it's just God's way. He wants to extend that gift of love, of compassion, of care. He wants to work in our lives. And it's a gift that we can receive even this very day. And thank you, God, that you received him as a young boy and you've walked faithfully these many years and you have the special calling on your life to help people with their resources, to steward them in unique ways that can further kingdom causes and be a financial benefit for them. And I want to talk a little more about Thriving Financial because I know you're licensed as Thriving Financial for Lutherans, but you do much more than just work with Lutherans. You're working with Baptists, with Presbyterians, with anyone, with various faith traditions, as you just want to assist and help people with their resources and achieve their goals and optimize just what they need to do as they go into their later years. But before we talk a little more about Thriving Financial, I think this is going to encourage you, because you were at our Merge Gospel series this past Thursday, and in fact, we meet in about 2 weeks. Again on the 25th, so that's Thursday night. And so don't worry if you missed the first gathering. There's a lot to go around over the next 11 sessions. So come when you can or sign up today so we can get additional books ready for you. But I got this Friday morning right after the Thursday night gathering. It says, "Hi, Mark and Jason. I am writing to let you know how blessed I was with the teaching last night on the Merged Gospel. Praise God for the book and for Pastor Jason. Jason made things clear for the first time, and I am 62, and I have a better understanding of the Trinity. Even though I have heard and read these words hundreds of times before, last night sitting under Jason's teaching, I understood what it meant that the Word became flesh." And then quotes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I had a picture in my mind of God speaking. The words coming forth from his mouth and those words, God's speech, actually became flesh in the form of Christ Jesus. God is made up of a Trinity, Father, Son, or Word, and Holy Spirit. And so is man, body, soul, and spirit. Am I the only one who has never understood that before? All my life I had heard that understanding the Trinity is difficult, but just accept it, so that is what I have done. What has come to mind now is that in these last days, scales will fall from our eyes and we'll have a greater understanding. Is that what's happening? Regardless, Jason is a gifted and talented and anointed teacher. I am so excited to continue learning under him. Unfortunately, I'll be on vacation April 25th, so I'll miss the second class. Mark, I have listened to you for years, and I love you as a dear brother in Christ. The ministry you have is such a blessing to thousands of people, and you may remember me. I was the one, and because I didn't get permission to, at this point, read this over the air, I won't refer to some of the specific language that might reveal who this person is, but thank you, God, how he used that Merge Gospel class to help enlighten her mind, to help her make some connections and understanding, and I think you probably enjoyed seeing all those different people come together studying God's Word, and so why did you feel called or wanting to be a part of helping finance and underwrite some of the costs of our Merge Gospel series?
To me, it's part of my stewardship as a financial advisor. The company that I work for, again, we are a faith-based organization. My stewardship to my church, whether it's through my offerings through church and my time served as church leader in my congregation, or being able to reach out into the community to other people. You never know how something like this, a Bible study, whether it's in a home or in a setting like we had Thursday night, who that's going to touch, how it's going to affect them. You know, even for myself, even growing up and studying the Bible as much as I have over my lifetime, you always learn something new from somebody else's perspective. I mean, it's easy to go through life, and if you have the same pastor at your church for 25 or 30 years, sometimes things get stale. And it's just great to hear another pastor, whether he's my denomination or not, to see how they view things and help me better understand some of the other points of view or somebody else's who may have studied it a little bit more than maybe my pastor. Mm-hmm. So it's just been great to be able to bring that to the community and for others to learn more about God.
And what did you think about those Great News Radio listeners? Wasn't it a lively bunch?
Oh, my goodness. They were fantastic. I had a lot of good conversations before and after the meeting. I think people were really in tune to what was going on, and Pastor Jason did a great job with presenting the program. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe you need to do a better job with a microphone.
Yeah.
I think his voice was about shot at the end of that.
Yeah, we're going to do something different this next time with a different sound system. Or we were thinking some of the feedback was because the microphone was too close to the speakers, and we thought maybe we'll elevate them or put them farther back. And so the last half hour, he just went without a microphone and just elevated his voice. And that's why I was surprised. We both had voices to share about the event because we were both a little hoarse. But
he did a great job. He really did.
Well, tell me a little about Thrivent Financial, some of the goals that you have personally as you help people with their finances, how to better steward the resources God has entrusted to them, and how that kind of keeps you motivated to meet with people, to kind of sit down with them. And there might be a listener, there might be a family or a couple or a senior saint that's thinking, never had anyone sit down with me and help me plan out how to like leave a legacy, how to support ministry work, you know, maybe when they go home to be with the Lord. And how to operate with this legacy gifts concept.
Just so people understand, Thrivent is a full financial services company, and we are a Fortune 500 company. They can look us up at thrivent.com. But it's important that when we first meet with a family that we understand what their goals and their concerns are. And if their goals lead them to leaving a legacy to their family, leaving a legacy to any organization that's out there, we want to make sure that we help them do that in the most cost-effective way. There's a lot of really neat ways to support ministry, whether it's your local congregation or Great News Radio. Anything that's out there that you're concerned about, there are some really neat ways that you can do that. Some of them have tax advantages, as we are, again, talking on tax day.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's.
And isn't that kind of a divine appointment? You and I did orchestrate that. I just thought, hey, maybe on Monday after the Merge Gospel series, because you would have been a part of things and we can share a little of your life story and some of your work and get together. And here it is, tax day, and Here's a financial plan. Yeah, it's kind of perfect.
And, you know, Jesus ate with the tax collectors, too, so.
Yeah, you probably know all those special verses,
right,
too. You can
right.
pull them out.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, it's just making sure that a family gets from point A to point B. We work with everyone from retirement income planning, life insurance, investments. I am a charter financial consultant. We have another gentleman in our office, Bruce Paulsrud, who's a certified financial planner. And then we have two other members on our team, Daryl Brandt and Travis Yeomans. We work really well together, and we're building a legacy of our own where we, as we move on in our own journey in life, that whoever works with us will always have a financial advisor that they know. And I think that's important as you look towards what it means to your family as you're building those relationships.
And your offices are in Huntington Towers, right in Champaign, but you travel to different areas or different locations. Sometimes you put on different seminars, and I know at some point Great News Radio might be sponsoring a special get-together, maybe a dessert night where you can kind of present and give some materials out to people and help them understand how they can optimize their resources and so forth. We'll maybe talk about that down the road as we plan some things. But you had literature that you handed out to people at our Merge Gospel series. But say maybe somebody tuned in now is like interested or wants to know more. How would they contact you, or what would be the next step?
Well, the easiest thing to do would be call our office at 217-819-4646. Again, that's 217-819-4646. And set up an appointment. We do have office professionals that can set up an appointment with us. If you want to know more about Thrivent Financial, again, go to thrivent.com. It talks about who Thrivent is, what type of fraternal organization we are, what we do outside of the financial industry with our not-for-profit funding that we provide to congregations and communities.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Dean, for being available on this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, and thank you for helping sponsor the Merge Gospel series. And those of you that are maybe tuned in for the first time, I've had Dean Hull here in the studio, and he and Thrivent Financial have helped sponsor our Merge Gospel series, which incidentally, there's still time for you to call in and make it on Thursday, April 25th, as we'll gather at the Judah Christian School at 6:30. For more information or to register for the Merge Gospel Series, call 217-367-7777. That's our radio station number, 217-367-7777. There will be 11 more in this series, which is being held on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month. And come when you can. If you can't make them all, no problem. You'll be blessed by just attending once. There is a $20 cost, and that's to cover the 366-page Merge Gospel Series book, along with other handouts and various expenses. So we hope you'll join us. We had 150 people last week, absolutely loved it, and we're looking forward to the future classes. So again, call us at 217-367-7777. Also, if you want to get in touch with Dean at Thrivent Financial, his phone number is 217-819-4646. That's 217-819-4646. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.